Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Remember all those shows we've done about the electrification mandate of New York State, which would be, I think, a nightmare for Western New York, given our weather situation? Well, there are breaking developments which took place today. New York State has agreed to delay the All-Electric Buildings Act, the first part of which was to have gone into effect on the 1st of January, but a delay does not mean a cancellation. Joining us with the latest information we have is somebody who's been fighting this electrification mandate for a very long time. This radio station has spent a lot of time on the electrification mandate and how horrible it would be. And Phil Nanula is with us. Phil, thanks very much. Really appreciate your time on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is good to speak with you. What do you have for us? What happened? Give us all of the information about what happened today.
Well, it's great news, Tom. And I just want to say, first of all, that WBEN, yourself and others, Dominic Ortiz, have done just a phenomenal job in getting the information out to the public. And I think that helped tremendously in getting the message to Albany that, you know, we need to revise this. We need to take a pause on this. But basically what happened is our court case that initially was dismissed in our first wave of that case, the judge left it open for appeal, which we did, and we immediately moved for a stay. So in negotiation.
Hey Phil, forgive my interruption. I just want to interrupt you. Are you on a speakerphone by any chance?
I'm not an earpiece. Do you want me to switch over?
Please. Just for audio quality, that would be awesome if you do that. And I hate interrupting you. So please continue where I interrupted you. Phil Nanula with us.
Okay. I'm on. I'm sorry.
Oh, apologize. Much better. Thank you.
No, but basically what occurred is that that case we appealed, and we basically negotiated this, in effect, stay. And the stay not only I need to get the press release open to such fresh news, but not only bear with me one second. It suspends not only through the appellate division, but if it moves to the U.S. Supreme Court, the stay would carry to that level two.
Now, you're not an attorney any more than I am an attorney. What do your lawyers have to say about this move by New York State, and what do your political people have to say about its significance?
Well, this just came out actually within less than an hour. I forwarded that to you right away because I know how intent you've been to keep an eye on this and appreciate you getting this on. So I haven't even talked to Albany yet. I have called out to them, but it's obviously late in the day. My phone has literally been blowing up with, politicians that have been pushing this. You know, Paul Bologna, Assemblyman Bologna has done a phenomenal job in addition to Bill Conrad. It really took a bipartisan effort here to get the message to Albany that this isn't the right time to do this. And I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You know, we're hoping to continue our efforts, though. You know, this is, in a way, just a pause. And even though the governor didn't come out and pause it, it was done through the court. But, you know, we have a grandfather bill in Albany that we still want to proceed with that would make it a permanent suspension of all existing projects. And ultimately, we'd like to win this battle where it's, you know, substantially different than the way it's been presented now. And then we still have the Congressman Langworthy bill that now that the government hopefully is going to be going back to work can proceed.
That is the Choice in Energy Act. The Choice in Energy Act that Langworthy has come out with several months ago now, has that gained any traction in D.C. at all?
Well, unfortunately, you know, with the closing of the government there, it was you know, all business was suspended. I know that he's gotten substantial support. All the towns in the state have written letters of support. And then it's a bipartisan bill, so there's the Senate and the Congress is saying that is party to it. And, you know, he needs to, the terminology they use is get it marked up and get it into that process.
So, if you are just joining us, if you're just joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN, we've done a lot of shows on the mandated electrification of New York State, but what happened today, within the past hour or so, New York State has agreed to delay the All-Electric Buildings Act. That was in a court filing today. So January 1st, the deadline that we've had our eyes upon for quite some time, is not looming as large as it once did. Phil Nanula, what was actually going to be the state of affairs effective in just a month and a half?
Well, that's the point. You know, starting January 1st, any permits that would have been submitted would have had to have been permitted with all electric. We have basically filled the amount of permits that we could file by that deadline. So we're already talking to customers that had to be all electric. In the last week, we lost five deals that amounted to about $4 million worth of revenue on people that would not build an all electric home. And, you know, they were aware through all these efforts that there's a chance that it would be paused. So hopefully these people are going to come back. But basically what it's telling the public now is that if they want to build a house that's all that has natural gas, they can move forward. I mean, at least within the next year, or if it extends into the Supreme Court, it'll go into another year after that. You know, this is going to be on pause, but we still have to keep, you know, our initiative going to treat this, you know, on a more permanent basis. It's a great victory for now, but it's just a pause.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that we just have to keep the initiative going. And I'm hoping that, you know, this may slow down at least the pressure on these price increases, these cost, you know, increases that the Public Service Commission has been approving on electric across the state, because it's really put a hardship on many people.
Well, it absolutely, most certainly has put a hardship on people every time the energy bill comes. I've heard more about utility bills lately than probably my entire life prior to this. We're talking with Phil Nanula, and if you're just joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN, breaking news, and that is the state of New York is going to delay the All-Electric Buildings Act. That took place during a court filing today. Within the past hour and 90 minutes or so. And bottom line is that January 1st mandate of, you want to build a house? Well, it's got to be all electric. That's not going to be taking place on January 1st. But as Phil Nanula has pointed out, it's not going to happen. It simply is not going to happen on January 1st, pending litigation. Now, can we talk about the litigation that is pending and whether that litigation itself may result in a complete cessation of New York State's attempts to freeze people in Western New York to death the next time we have a blizzard and the power goes out?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Well, it was definitely worth the effort. You know, in the beginning, when it was dismissed, you know, it was a little discouraging. But we were persistent. And you know, you've talked about this for almost a year at least. And I know we've referred to the Berkeley, California case, and we hired the same attorneys that defended that and won both, you know, the initial case and on appeal. But the judge here locally took a very narrow view of that and did not rule in our favor. But, you know, we're apparently reaching some form of success here on the appeal process.
So, Phil Nanula, does this mark a significant attitudinal change from the powers that be in Albany? For example, the people in this court filing, I mean, they had to get their orders from somebody somewhere. What can you tell us?
Well, it appears that over the last month, at least, Governor Hochul started to realize with efforts not only on our part, but within her own party. I mean, I really commend Assemblyman Bill Conrad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a Democratic Assemblyman. And he wrote a letter recently, and it was signed on by, I believe, 9 other Democratic assemblymen that stated their concern of what was happening and that the fact that we weren't ready, concerns with the grid, concerns with reliability, concerns with cost. And I think the messages just got heard. And, you know, it's one thing when it's coming from the other side of the aisle, but when it comes from the same side of the aisle, maybe that's what it took. But I think it was just a combination of things that we're being worked on at every facet. And when the governor about 10 days ago came out at a press conference in Rochester, and she was point blank asked, will she pause this? And she basically acknowledged all the points that have been being made over the past year that she is now having those same concerns.
It's pretty sad that the governor of New York State takes so long to come to such a common sense conclusion that, let's see, David Bellavia, you, Dominic Ortiz, Joe Beamer, and I came to right after this announcement came. I mean, the fact that the person in charge of New York State is a little slower in the uptake than a dumbass like me, that's a little bit disturbing.
It is disturbing, and the fact that this law even was passed in the first place is disturbing, because the information on why we weren't ready, it was available prior to it even being voted on in 2023. You know, it was embedded in the budget. So the whole process was just kind of a back end type deal. And, you know, there's definitely, factors out there, especially east part of New York, that still believe that this should happen. And obviously we strongly disagree with that.
Pardon me. I apologize. Phil Nanula. And breaking news happened this afternoon in a court filing, and that is that January 1st mandate that was going to kick in on new homes that were being built, the new buildings that were being built, that they had to be all electric. That is on delay now, pending the outcome of a court case, which may actually go to the United States Supreme Court eventually. So we could be looking at a year, 2 years, maybe a little bit longer. As you know, the legal system tends to grind its way very, very slowly, and always has had a number of different litigations. Now, Phil, you talked about the people's power bills, their utility bills going up. And, you know, one of the things I'm thinking is, once the Public Service Commission awards utilities something, I'm not real familiar, but it seems to me that the utilities never have to retreat and give something back. We've been hearing for years, and I do believe that this is correct, that our electric grid in New York State, and actually in the entire country for that matter, is just ridiculously old and just not up to modern day standards. So even with this delay taking place, is any immediate cessation of our having to fund for the electric grid overhaul in New York State likely?
You know, Tom, a lot of this is new ground. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've never seen an initiative like this, you know, that was so intent to have the whole state do it. So it's kind of new ground. And, once you get an increase, it doesn't typically ever come back.
Nope.
But the fact of the matter is the grid does need to be improved, but it didn't need to be improved at such an aggressive pace that caused these utilities to have to request these increases. That was all based on that mandate. If that mandate didn't exist, these increases would have been more normalized, probably in the single-digit range, not exceeding 20%.
Mm. So the lawsuit on which the state is awaiting the outcome, or the court case on which the state is awaiting the outcome, what are the main points that are under discussion and will be under deliberation by the court?
Well, it's a continuation of the existing lawsuit, and I can send you some more information on that as it unfolds. But, we haven't supplied that information to the court yet. Both sides have to submit that case. But, generally it's based on the federal law. The overriding basis of this case is that the state does not have the ability to ban a natural resource from any citizen in this country. And, by New York State passing this law, that is what I believe, created the initiative that Nick Langworthy, Congressman Langworthy, did, saying, well, if they're going to try this at state level, then we're going to secure this at the federal level. And, I'm still hopeful that that occurs, because if it's not for this state, for any other state that tries to go down this path, which, by the way, Delaware tried to do this last week. There was an initiative. When their Builders Association got involved with it, that state at least listened to them, and they suspended the initiative to go forward with a similar bill that New York did. But to my understanding is, things are coming out fast and furious from this announcement today, that the governor's stating through her spokespeople that she still is committed to the all-electric initiative that she put forth, and that she wants to work through it and, work on doing it more responsibly, but she's still committed to it. I would say we're committed to work with her on this, but not to the extent that she currently has the law, is the way the law is written.
I'm kind of cynical. I'm kind of thinking maybe Kathy Hochul just wants it not to be in effect next year when she's up for re-election, so people don't just automatically vote her out of office, and this gives her a political cushion. But that's me. I'm cynical.
Well,
I'm cynical.
Strategic. This didn't have to come out in an executive order, and it came out through the court.
Because, yeah.
Well,
they all go to the same parties and drink out of the same glasses, and they bob for taxpayers together in that barrel every Halloween. Phil, I'm pretty sure we're going to hear you tomorrow morning with Brian Mazurowski and Susan Rose. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for keeping me and people who listen to this program in touch on this electrification. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to ask you back tomorrow at 3, and I'll be in touch off the air. Fair enough?
Thanks for everything you've done. I really can't say it more. And, our industry appreciates it. And I'm sure that your listeners appreciate being kept abreast of this. Yes, I would definitely be available.
Well, please also thank Tim Wenger, our general manager, Lisa Polizzi, our brand manager, for giving me basically unfettered, unlimited opportunities to talk about this electrification thing. They recognize its seriousness, but without upper management saying, hey, Tom, that's what you want to do. Go ahead and do it. I couldn't do it. Thank you very much, Phil, and appreciate your time, and appreciate everybody who called in today and everybody who listened. And this electrification topic is huge. I'm pretty sure we're going to probably cover it at least a little bit during tomorrow's program between 3 and 6 following Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, thanks to Philip Nanula.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.